You are listening to the Beyond the High Road podcast with Shelby Milford, episode number 47. Stay tuned. Welcome to Beyond the High Road. All right, you guys. So I'm seeing a trend over the last week, 10 days or so. I'm supposing it's because it's back to school time. And so many of us have lived by back to school time as like our new year with our kids. Because like for me anyway, new year, like January 1st, never really held any significance after I had my kiddo. And really my whole life, I feel like back to school time is a time to sort of regroup and reorganize, reconnect with family, and start planning out the year, the holidays, and such. Sports switch, dance schedules switch, you know, the whole nine. So for me, I know back to school time is like very significant. And it also causes a lot of pain for me in the more recent years since my daughter wasn't home. Even when she was with the alienation going on, back to school time came around, and bad or good, I still sometimes wouldn't look forward to it when she was with me because I knew that that meant communication with my ex was going to be higher, more frequent. There was going to be more issue. Holidays were coming. So it's not only a significant time as far as like regrouping and getting, being more together with my kiddo, right? No summer vacations and distractions, but it was a higher time of stress too. So when all of a sudden that is gone and we don't have our kiddos around to refocus with, then it can be very painful for us. A lot of us are going through a heightened amount of suffering. And I think that that is appropriate. If you're seeing the back to school commercials, or you go to Target or wherever, and you're seeing the school supply aisles, and it causes like a lump in your throat or a feeling in your belly. It makes sense. It's a very sort of symbolic time, right? It represents us grounding ourselves and our kiddos in this sort of solidarity. And so when it's not there, it's upsetting, right? So I want to acknowledge that that's going on right now for many of us anyway, if we're following the school schedule that we do in the States. And then also at the same time, I'm seeing a trend of so many of you in Facebook groups, in my own practice, one-on-one, and also with the members in the Healing and Reinvention Program. I can't even count the number of times that I've heard somebody expressing like a need to get over the pain that they're feeling so that they can get on with life, basically. Somebody said yesterday, I want these wounds to close up so that I can start my journey to heal it. So if you are thinking this, if you are wanting to get out of the current suffering, the current discomfort that comes with the experience of alienation and of missing your child, I want to let you in on a little secret. Are you ready? I'm going to get real close to the speaker so you can hear me. The suffering that you are feeling is your healing. This is what you're supposed to be going through. This pain is meant to be here. You're meant to experience it. So each time that you try to circumvent or argue with the discomfort of today, you are denying yourself the opportunity to heal. Okay? So there's nothing wrong with the fact that you are in pain. It is nothing to solve for. The pain is what you are supposed to be experiencing, given that you believed that you would be mothering or fathering your child for their childhood years. It makes sense that you're feeling pain, that you have discomfort. This is part of it. And maybe you wouldn't have chosen, nor would I have, but it's here. And so when we want to change, shift, and like give parts of our story back away, we cause ourselves more suffering and more pain on top of the stuff that is already here and present. So if you're telling yourself that you cannot begin your healing process, begin your new life, start doing anything that you want to do, anything that you've wanting to purpose yourself to doing, if you are saying that you need to get through this pain first, I just want to urge you to question this thought, this idea, okay? Because it is entirely possible for you to experience the pain and the emotions that are associated with grief while carrying out your everyday duties and tasks and even your purpose. I was reminded of this quote this morning by Marianne Williamson, who, fun little fact, side story, when I was growing up, as I shared with you guys in the past, I lived in Southeast Asia, Burma, Indonesia, and Thailand for my elementary and into middle school years. But my mom and dad also had a rocky relationship, let's just put it that way. And so there were times where we would leave somewhere, my mom and I, and we would go back to the States and stay for a little while. And when we left Indonesia, we left for summer vacation, we did not come back for another for 10 months to follow. Okay. And so this was like, I ended up doing almost my entire fourth grade year in a place called, now I'm from Miami, Florida, but my mom took us to Fairfield, Iowa. And Fairfield back then was known for one thing, and that was the Maharishi Institute. It was like the TM hub in the States, right? So it was basically all of the people that were into transcendental meditation. And so my mom had been at the TM since before I was born. She was like a hippie in Coconut Grove in Miami, and she was a siddha, is what they call it. She would kill me if she knew I was sharing this now. Not that there's anything wrong with this, because I'm proud of my upbringing. I actually completely always forget about this little chunk of time that we were in Fairfield, Iowa. But anyway, she put me in the Maharishi Institute for kids. We would meditate in the morning. We would meditate in the afternoon. You know, in fourth grade, we did it while we were like coloring or working quietly. There was a kids campus and then a college campus. And then, of course, the siddhas, where there was like this dome where they would do their meditation. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is that during that time, my mom also, in fact, my entire upbringing, my mom was also a religious follower of the book, A Course in Miracles. And then later on really became, deeply moved by Marianne Williamson's work on A Course in Miracles. And so now, I guess, she's run for president, like, you know, last term, and then maybe again, even this term. I just did a Google on her now. It's been a while since I've really followed her, right? But in my upbringing, Marianne Williamson was like God. It was Maharishi and Marianne Williamson. Those were the people that I grew up with, being with my mom. So many of Marianne Williamson's books and quotes and her way of believing was sort of instilled in me at a young age. But anyway, I had lost touch with all of her work for years, right? And then this morning, I was reminded of a quote or a teaching, really, by her that I think is very relevant for this topic here now and for you guys. And so I looked it up this morning. You know how I butcher quotes and sayings and stuff. But then I did like a whole deep dive on Marianne Williamson and the books that I remember from when I was a kid anyway. And it just was no surprise that a lot of those same concepts would be attractive to me later on in adulthood. I think it's probably no mistake that I was given that foundation, if you will. It makes complete sense that here I am teaching you what I teach you today, and then looking at so much of what she's taught in her past and how crazily congruent, how well aligned my message is with this. I didn't think that I was paying attention as a kiddo, but looking back on this now, clearly I was. I follow, if you guys hear me, I have a few mentors, a few people that I follow, like, will read everything they put out, will listen to everything they have, will go to their schools, anything new that comes out of theirs, I'm on it. So you hear me talk about Byron Katie, and Brooke Castillo is another one. And in fact, I believe that a lot of their teaching, now that I'm reading more and more, came from people like Marianne Williamson. So here is the quote. And this was from that, the book, A Return to Love, which, like, I had the book cover etched in my memory, was sitting on my mom's coffee table for years and years and years. She said, "You'd think we'd have some compassion for ourselves, bound up in emotional chains the way we are, but we don't. We're just disgusted with ourselves because we think we should be better by now." And then it says, "Sometimes we make the mistake of thinking that other people don't have as much fear as we do, which only makes us more afraid." But the part that I was remembering this morning was that we think we should be further along than we are. We always think we should be somewhere better through the pain. It's never the case. We're right where we're supposed to be. This pain is here for a reason. It is your healing, your curriculum. So each time you argue with it or want to change it or want to alter it to make it feel less painful, if you want less discomfort, then you're missing the point. This discomfort is something that you need to experience. And when it becomes comfortable, like when it becomes doable, then you have learned the lesson. And then guess what? There will be something else that is uncomfortable. That is our experience as humans. That might be a sucky answer, but think about it. If you are always trying to circumvent and get out of the pain so that you can be there, so you can be productive, I've not only heard this once, I hear this all the time. I just need to get through this and get this pain gone so I can do the work I need to do in order to heal. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? This is it. Another thing that I read today, a period of emotional suffering is not a symptom of our depression or our problem, but a necessary factor in our healing. It is. The pain that we're feeling is the healing. We cannot go around it. You can't bypass. I mean, you can try, but you're going to make your experience much more difficult and you're going to experience a lot more suffering. We want to move from our pain and we want to get to where we're not. We want to get to comfort. We want to get to happy. We want to get to success. We want to get to, you know, anything but suffering. This suffering is your healing. And here's the other part. And this is what I wanted to point out. It doesn't have to be one or the other. Okay? It's not like you'll get the happiness. You'll get the reward once you do the suffering. It's not like that. It is, and what if you could be experiencing grief and pain and suffering and be healing? This is your work, right? This is it. What if you can experience intense sadness and still go about your day, still have a productive week, day, month, year, whatever? What if you could be an alienated parent experiencing grief and be a complete and total badass who gets everything done on their list? Why does it have to be one or the other? It's like we're always waiting for this suffering to end so we can get to the real life, to get to really living, get to the good stuff. But what if this is the good stuff? Then how much time have we wasted on trying to get out of this stuff so we can get to the other stuff? Think about that. How much time have you squandered trying to get out of the suffering, thus causing yourself more suffering just so that you can get to the good stuff? What if you can do both? And not just what if, let me just tell you that I know for a fact, I am living proof that you can do both. Having and experiencing the grief and the pain and the deep sadness and longing for your child, you can have that and be a complete and total badass in the same day at the same time. That is what is so amazing about us as humans. I can go through my day acknowledging my sadness and not trying to buffer or like verb my way out of the grief I'm experiencing, and also apply myself with getting a podcast out, writing a course for my membership, carrying on coaching my clients who are also suffering. All of that can happen at once, simultaneously. I don't need to carve out time, specially for this suffering, for this closing up of wounds. It doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't require you to stop living in order for you to somehow process and experience this stuff. You can keep living life. And that is what I think is such a mistake, an error in the way that we all think. We think that if we're experiencing pain, that if we are feeling, you know, the emotions, that our whole world needs to halt and we need to either pay undivided attention to it and have prolonged periods, days, and sometimes weeks of crying and deeply process and feel the emotions, or we think that we must avoid it so that we don't do that. Neither of those need to be. And both of these options are extremely taxing. They cause you more suffering. So you can instead not make it so difficult on yourself, and you can acknowledge feeling deep sadness and go about your day, create enough value at work to get a raise and help others. Whatever it is that you want to do, just because you're suffering, because you feel the deep longing for your child, does not mean that you need to make it worse by halting your life too. You don't need to get done with this in order to move on with life. I think we as a culture are obsessed with getting closure, right? You don't need to have closure. Closure is just a story in your mind anyway. You can make closure whatever you want to make it, right? It's just a decision in your mind to move forward. So why not tell yourself, now you don't have to adopt this, but I mean, it just makes sense to say, hey, you know what? I've decided that I'm going to welcome this grief. I'm going to welcome my sadness. I'm going to welcome my anger even. It's here. It is what it is, right? This is part of my life. It may not be their life. It may not be their life. This is part of my life. It has become part of me, and that is okay, right? It can come along with me for the ride. Grief, anger, sadness, longing, those feelings are essential parts of our life. So why not bring them along for the ride? Another quote Marianne Williamson has, I found this and I thought, you know, this is just something that I think would provide comfort when you're in the place of arguing with your own reality. You know, you're saying, ah, this is just so inconvenient. I need to get through this. One of the quotes she has is, your human self might be in hell right now, but your divine self is literally untouched by your suffering. Your human self is in hell right now, but your divine self is literally untouched by your suffering. So like that, to me, that is like, oh, right. So my higher thinking is completely untouched by this, meaning nothing has gone wrong. Your suffering is just part of your experience here. This is what you're here for. If this has presented itself to you, then it is what you are supposed to be feeling. So stop telling yourself that this is not where you're supposed to be, right? Stop telling yourself that you need to be up there in order to get anything done. We don't need to separate it. It's not when I get through this. Instead, it's I'm suffering. I'm going through pain right now. Of course I am. I thought that I was going to spend my life being an active mother. Of course I'm in pain. It makes complete sense that I'd be in pain. Denying myself, or like what Marianne Williamson says, being disgusted with myself because I'm not yet through it. Now, that isn't going to produce the result we want either. Of course you're in pain. Of course you're feeling unhappy, unmotivated, all of those things, right? But you can have that, recognize that reality. I'm feeling pain right now and still continue to move forward. You're not leaving anything behind. You just bring everything with you. It's okay. denying yourself of that is what causes you suffering. In the Healing and Reinvention program, this is what we're doing this month. It's the skill of allowing your emotions to be present without wanting to change or fix them. Because there's nothing to solve for. Everything is happening as it's supposed to. Emotions do not have to be a problem. Needing to get through them, to get around them, to react as a result of them, that's another thing that I'm noticing is so many of you are wanting to, like, you're very reactive and wanting to, oh, I need to get out of this right now. And I need to, you know, like, distract yourself and talk your way out of it. And it needs to happen now. And there's this sense of urgency to get yourself through it. I see my clients often, and I know I can identify with this too, but they're trying to verb their way out of feeling these emotions so much so that they cannot sit within their own skin without busying themselves away from the emotions that they're having. They're desperately grasping for somebody else to come and take the discomfort away. And let me just tell you, the frantic busyness, the sense of urgency to move from where you're currently at, I know that wasn't correct English, but to move from your current status is only going to cause you prolonged pain. So instead of acting, needing, when you're there, just notice it. Oh, I'm noticing that I'm feeling this sense of urgency right now. Isn't that fascinating? I wonder why I feel like I need to move through it. And I will just hint, I will tell you that your brain's pain center is going to tell you that you need to move through it because it's an emergency and we're going to die if we continue to feel this pain or this discomfort. But I will tell you that it's wrong. Your brain is wrong. It was programmed this way. You came this way out of the box for a reason, right? To keep us safe and out of harm. But in today's world, that does not serve the purpose that it once did for us. So instead of fighting the emotion and feeling like it's something that you need to solve for and that it's a problem and then you have to get out of it in order to get anything accomplished. Instead, just notice it and bring it along for the ride. Okay, my friends? All right then. Have a good week. Thanks so much for listening today, guys. I'm honored that you chose to share your time with me. If you like what you've been hearing and you want more, come join me in the new monthly membership, where we take the concepts that you hear about here and using a logical framework, you learn to apply them to your specific situations, upgrading your thoughts and your life, even while experiencing the grief of alienation. For more information, go to beyondthehighroad.com. See you soon.